Coach's Corner with Rick Blaza is brought to you by McDonald Food and Family Center of Bad Axe, Little Caesars Pizza Outlets in Bad Axe, Carroll, Cass City, Harbor Beach, Pigeon, and Vassar, More Motor Sales in Carroll, Narayan Physical Therapy, and Chiller's Grill in Bad Axe. Now here's your host, Rick Blaza.
Hello, everybody, and welcome into the Coach's Corner. I'm your host, Rick Blaza, and today we're going to talk some eight-man football action as head coach Travis Fisher of the North Huron Warriors joins me in the Coach's Corner. Stay with us. Coming up after the break, we'll hear from Coach Fisher, and he will get his thoughts on the upcoming 2013 high school football season in just a moment.
Get your pregame snack and postgame pick-me-up at the newest hotspot for the high school sports world, Chiller's Grill of Bad Axe. They have everything you need from the four basic food groups, burgers, dogs, fries, and ice cream. Get the car and load up the gang, or use the team bus. Head to Bad Axe for a burger that actually tastes like a burger. Check out Chiller's value menu, a small chill burger, coney dog, chicken sandwich, medium drink, or small soft serve ice cream cone. Drive through or dine in. Chill at Chiller's in the former Dairy Queen on M53 at the north end of Bad Axe.
There are people with book smarts, people with street smarts, and people who have both. They know what's in the book, and they know real life doesn't always follow the book. These are the people you want to treat your sports injury. Certified athletic trainer Stacy Cray at Narayan Physical Therapy is trained in sports-specific injuries, and she knows the games. Stacy knows the future physical demands on the injured area, and she has responded to on-field and on-court injuries at area school athletic events for the past 9 years. You have the right to choose. So make the smart choice. Take your doctor's assessment and treatment order to caring people who really know sports injuries. Narayan Physical Therapy of Bad Axe.
Little Caesar's new deep, deep dish pizza begins with the very best. Dough made fresh each day. 100% fresh shredded cheese. Little Caesar's new deep, deep dish pizza features 8 crispy corner slices that deliver a delicious crunch in every bite. Little Caesars, new deep, deep dish pizza, hot and ready every day from 4 to 8 p.m. for just $8.
From Little Caesars Pizza with locations in Bad Axe, Pigeon, Harbor Beach, Cass City, Carroll, and Vassar.
Hi, this is Mark Brown, owner of Little Caesars Pizza. We offer hot specials every day. We're always ready to serve you at Little Caesars Pizza.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. I'm your host, Rick Blaza, and I am joined by head coach Travis Fisher of the North Huron Warriors. Coach Fisher, how are you doing today?
Oh, Rick, I'm great.
Coach, let's recap some of the numbers from last season. Your team finished 6-5 overall in the North Central 8-man football league. You finished 4-2, which was third place, and that was behind Deckerville and Peck. Deckerville, the conference champion. Your offense last year averaged 30 points a game, and the defense gave up on average about 30 points a game. Your signature win came in the playoffs versus Peck in that first round pre-regional game, a 14-8 victory, which propelled you into the regional championship game where you ended up losing to the Deckerville Eagles, the eventual 8-man state champion. And Coach, I want to get some final thoughts on 2012 before we look ahead to 2013.
2012 is a very strange year for us because we started out very, very slow, and it took us a little while to get our footing in the new style and a couple things that mainly it was on me, not the boys. I had a couple things in my blocking schemes I had to tweak, and once we got that down, we made a nice little run towards the end.
Coach, in 2013, offensively, what will we see out of the Warriors? Give us some names of some of the kids that we're going to hear night in and night out playing on offense for you.
Our offense runs off of Brandon Moore. He is, sometimes I don't think stud is a strong enough word for him. He's everything a coach dreams of having. He's quick. He's powerful. He's a hardworking kid. He's a very humble kid. He's just the first in the locker room, the last out. He is everything you want out of a football player.
And, Coach, defensively, I know a lot of kids play both sides of the football, especially up in the thumb because of the limited numbers. Tell us, are we going to see and hear some of these same kids on defense as well?
Oh, for sure. Brandon also plays a lot on D, but Kyle Case at safety does a tremendous job for us. And I'm really, really excited about the three Strozewski brothers, Nick, Michael, and David. They all look so good in practice and in the scrimmage. I'm really excited to see what our defense does this year.
Coach, will things change a little bit offensively and defensively being the second year in the 8-man football scheme of things? Is that a little bit different compared to the 11-man game?
A little bit, but not a whole lot. It's what it all boils down to. It's still blocking and tackling. It's still hard work. It's still preparation. It's everything we still love about the game, just missing a few players on each side. For the most part, I played the same basic offense and defense that we ran when we were an 11-man team.
I'm visiting with head coach Travis Fisher of the North Huron Warriors in the Coach's Corner right here on WLEW. When we come back, we'll take a look at the 2013 high school football schedule for the Warriors, and we'll get Coach Fisher's outlook on the NCTL 8-man league. So stay with us. The Coach's Corner is coming up right after the break.
Game nights are busy. Let your friends at McDonald's Food and Family Center make things a bit simpler for you. Whether you're tailgating, eating on the run, or trying to sit down with the family before or after the game, count on McDonald's Food and Family Center to provide you with the choices you want, complete with the convenience and affordable prices you've come to know and expect from your favorite hometown grocer. Hot and cold deli case, salads and subs ready to grab and go, and so much more. McDonald's Food and Family Center, helping families enjoy game night for over 57 years.
Hi, Todd Bowers from Moore Motor Sales in Caro. We have a new Lincoln Navigator L and Ford Expeditions in regular and extended length to choose from. Ride in style and comfort with one of these big rides. If a new Dodge or Chrysler minivan fits the bill, save big with 0% interest for 72 months on nearly every model. Also, the hot-selling 2014 Ford Explorers are in. Come see me, Todd Bowers, at Moore Motor Sales just west of Caro, or shop the web at themooreautogroup.com. See you soon!
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. I'm Rick Lozage, and I'm joined by head coach Travis Fisher of the North Huron Warriors. And, Coach, let's take a look at the schedule for the Warriors this year. An off-balance schedule, just a bit. Four out of the first five football games for you are going to be at home. You start off with Deckerville at home, the reigning state champion in eight-man, and then you go on the road to Peck, so you got two back-to-back rivals that you played in the playoffs last fall. You meet them in weeks one and two, and then your next three are at home with Weberville, Caseville, and Carsonville-Port Sanilac. Talk about the benefits of playing that first four out of five at home.
Well, it's nice. I mean, you want to play in front of your home crowd, in front of some parents can't make it to every game, so it's nice to get them some early games in right in front of everybody that you know, and it's anytime you're not on a bus is a good time in my mind.
Well, and on the backside of that schedule, Coach, if we take a look, you've got Marine City, Cardinal Mooney, Deckerville, and Kingston all, again, you know, in a row on the road, and then you finish up at home with Akron Fairgrove. So the first four out of five at home, the last three out of four are on the road. Would that take kind of a toll on a team having to travel that much that late in the season?
Well, I'm hoping actually it brings us closer together. You know, sometimes a little trip like that, you can have, especially the longer trips like Kingston where it's almost an hour away, you get, you know, 20 good minutes of letting them laugh and have a good time, and then it's time to focus up, and sometimes that's actually a little bit better than being at home.
And, Coach, let's take a look at the NCTL 8-man conference and get your outlook on where you feel the 2013 North Huron Warriors will finish in that 8-man league.
We're trying to compete for a league title and then see what we can do in the playoffs. Starts and stops right now with Deckerville. They hold the title that everybody wants to get to. And, you know, I think Pack is much improved. I think Kingston's going to be tough. It's every year in the NCTL, we seem to beat each other up pretty good, and it just strengthens us up for the playoff runs. We last three state champions have all come from the NCTL, and I think that's a great thing. It shows that we're playing some darn good football at this level, and we'll go from there.
Coach, 2012 was a season of first in the NCTL 8-man league. It was the first season that North Huron played in the 8-man league, and Caseville came into the conference joining the rest of the teams, their first chance at football in quite a few years. Talk about what it meant to have Caseville back. However, this season, things are a little bit different. We'll touch on that after we get your thoughts on what it meant to have them in the conference last season.
I thought it was great. People laugh at me sometimes because I get a little corny with it, but I truly love the game of football. And it bums me out that kids at other schools never got a legitimate chance to play it with their own colors on. And I thought we were their first home game, and I thought it was a great atmosphere. I thought their field was beautiful. I really hope they're able to come back from dropping into a JV schedule this year, and I really hope they can build something there. It's only good for us if more kids are playing football.
You touched on it right there. Caseville dropping to the junior varsity schedule this year. Dryden had dropped down to the 8-man level and will replace Caseville in the NCTL. So talk about now what it means for Caseville to try and regroup and maybe get back to, you know, having the right number of players so that they can field a team again and play a regular varsity schedule.
You just have to hope that some more kids come out and play. I mean, I know that every coach at every school is having issues with kids not coming out who are good athletes, and we need playing, especially at our level of schools. If there's a good athlete in our school, if he's not playing, that hurts us terribly bad. I really hope they can recover from this, and I think it was the best move for them, actually. It sucks, there's no question about it, but I think they're going about it the right way, and I hope this saves their program.
Well, Coach Fisher, thanks for your time in the Coach's Corner. Good luck this season, and we hope to bring home another state champion out of the 8-man league, and hopefully, maybe this time around, it could be the North Huron Warriors.
Sounds good to me, Rick. Thank you very much.
North Huron Warrior head coach Travis Fisher joining us today in the Coach's Corner. Thank you for joining me. I'm your host, Rick Glaza. Now get out there and enjoy the rest of the day.
Coach's Corner with Rick Glaza was brought to you by McDonald Food and Family Center of Bad Axe, Little Caesars Pizza Outlets in Bad Axe, Carroll, Cass City, Harbor Beach, Pigeon, and Vassar, More Motor Sales in Carroll, Narayan Physical Therapy, and Chiller's Grill in Bad Axe.